Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We look forward to it every week until we don't. It's Who on the Show. We are joined by our friend and co-worker, Alex Rich, who has spent the week polling our other co-workers to find out what they think about us, how much they listen to the show, how much they like us, really. Alex, how are you, buddy?
Hey, doing well, Tim. I know you got some feelings hurt a little bit last week, so, you know, I don't come into this thing thinking, hey, I'm going to really see what I can if I can get under Tim's skin this week. But at the same time, like you said, we look forward to it. We don't. I sometimes kind of do look forward to getting under your skin a little bit. So
it's not your goal necessarily, but you got to be real. And sometimes that means feelings are going to get hurt.
Yeah, I don't mind if it does.
Yeah, that's why you're good at your job, Alex. What do you got for us this week?
Hey, we're going to do Halloween this week.
Ooh.
So, no reaction there. I expected a little bit of something, but that's okay.
Ooh,
I get it.
Ooh, scary.
We've been talking. It feels like we've been talking about Halloween for 3 months already, yeah, and it's no still kidding. 2 weeks yeah. away.
Yeah, we have. But, you know, one more week of it. Couldn't hurt. Who on the show is most likely to steal their children's candy? For Tim, he's stealing your guys' children's candy.
Well, and his nephews, too, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm going to go with Tim. You know he's taking
Kevin.
Those.
But yeah, I was going to say, and if they're your Kevin. Children, it's really not stealing.
Yeah.
You know?
It doesn't hold up in a court
you
of law.
You live in my house. It's under my roof, you know?
Hey, I know you liked your 10-speed, but too bad. Dad's taking it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I say Kevin and Tim are going to tie on this one.
Kevin,
7 votes. Yeah. Jen, 2. Lance, 1. Tim, no votes.
No votes, no kids.
Yeah,
I'll
exactly.
take the occasional Butterfinger or Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, but other than that, I don't waste my time.
Boy, do you ready. Limit the amount of candy that your kids are allowed to eat each night?
Yeah, of course she does.
It seems like a Jen thing, right?
Okay, Tim, just wait until you have kids and you let them have as much as they want and then they barf on Halloween night. It's not fun.
That's how they learn.
Barfing. Really selling right. parenthood there.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's resilience.
That's right.
Who on the show is most likely to make trick-or-treaters actually do a trick before they get a treat?
Tim.
Yeah. You got to earn it.
Is that how you say it to them?
Yep.
Okay, kids, you gotta earn it.
Any other guesses with this one, or is everybody just going with Tim?
I would say Jen would be part of that too.
No. I grew up in another city where no one had to tell jokes, no one had to do tricks. You just got candy.
Slackers.
We were lazy.
They're like, it's hard enough living in Buffalo. You just get the candy.
I mean,
come on, man. You got to shovel snow up our roofs. I'm not going to tell you a joke.
You were trick-or-treating in the snow, so that was like trick enough, right?
So, Tim, 5 votes on this one. Jen, 3. Kevin, 2. Tim, Tim, though, he's making them come in hot with the tricks and the jokes.
Yeah, and it's got to be good or no candy.
Well, plus, he you know, might steal some of them for his act.
Yeah, yeah. It's true.
As Tim would say, you know what they say about candy. That's how you always do those jokes, right?
I think you mean, what's the deal with candy? That's different. You know what they say.
My apologies. I missed the punchline.
Yeah, just stick to the survey, Alex.
Hey, let me ask you guys this one. Who on the show is most likely to win a pumpkin carving contest?
Ooh. I'm going to say Tim.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yes. I appreciate that. But I could see Jen watching, like, 20 videos on how to do it.
Yeah. I'd say Jen.
I did do an Olaf pumpkin one.
There we go. Yeah. She read something on a mommy blog one time. She knocked it out.
Jen, 5 votes.
Yeah.
Tim, 4. Lance, 1. So, Jen, Olaf, Tim, what kind of pumpkin did you do your best one?
I don't know. We're going to see what happens this year. I can't remember the last time I carved a pumpkin.
You guys are really going to be, well, not surprised.
I'm going to wait to see what Jen does when she posts it and then just try to do the same thing, but a little bit better.
Or just go over to East Glendale and steal her pumpkin.
Yeah.
You're engaged now, Tim. That's the thing you got to do. I think you got to carve pumpkins.
Yeah, you do.
No, I know. We're gonna do it probably with the nephews. I'm stealing Jen's pumpkin. I assume they're on the far side of the moat, so I'd have to get a boat.
Oh, I swear.
Unless the drawbridge was down, in which case.
Your house is moatier than mine. The last couple years, I've run out of time, and we haven't carved pumpkins. I think last year we maybe carved them on Halloween. I'm kind of a slacker when it comes to Halloween.
Step up the mom duties this year. Start carving those pumpkins early.
Yeah.
Last question for you guys, and people want to know whose house they're stopping by, whose house they're not stopping by. Who on the show is most likely to pass out the best candy, and who is passing out the worst candy?
Ooh.
I swear, if I fare poorly on this one, I want names of the surveyors.
Yeah, I think Jen's would be the best.
Yeah, I'm not good at it.
And I could see Kevin.
Because it's like, okay, wait, well... Which one do I want to eat? Which one do I not
want to
eat?
I also could see you clearing out that bottom drawer of your desk of all the candy that accumulates there throughout the year and just being like, here you go, guys.
Who would like some Necco wafers from 1973?
Yeah. No.
Much like his Halloween costumes, Kevin buys his candy the day after Halloween when it's on sale and gives it out the next year.
Yep.
Do you really?
One Pez at a time.
All right.
Surprisingly here on this one, Tim and Kevin are giving out the best candy with 4 votes each.
Wow.
Lance and Jen, I guess you're going to not have many people after they hear this segment stop by your house because they think you're handing out the worst candy, but you guys are not coming in looking too hot on this. So while we're wrapping this up, what do you pass out, Jen, at your house?
This year I'm gonna give every kid a puppy.
Who won the show now?
Take that.
Who won the show now?
Thanks, Alex.
Entertainment Schmig is coming.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.